In our first reading for the book of Sirach today, we hear him ask some questions. Who has hoped in the Lord and been disappointed? Has anyone persevered in his commandments and been forsaken? Has anyone called upon him and been rebuffed? Whenever in our lives have we regretted doing the right thing? When have we ever said, I shouldn't have been as merciful to that person. I shouldn't have forgiven him. I shouldn't have said no to that earthly pleasure. We never, in the long run, regret doing the right thing. In the short term, sometimes it's like, oh. But in the long term, we've never regretted doing the right thing. And you'd think, after a while, we'd figure it out and say, I should just trust in the Lord. I should just do what he asks, and then I'll be happier. But obviously, very often, in the short term, we forget that a lot of times. But if we can just remember, Sirach is asking us to remember the previous generations, the generations that came before. We don't even have to remember the generations that came before. We just have to remember the days that came before, maybe even that same day, when we did trust in the Lord and when he did not let us down, when he left us feeling much more united with him and united with each other, and of course, much more fulfilled at the same time. If we could live out the psalm response today, commit your life to the Lord. It's a very simple thing. Just commit your life to the Lord. At a certain point, you just have to do it. It's not like a whole kind of long explanation. You already know that it's the best thing for you. And so just to say in your lives, Lord, I commit my life to you. And of course, the second half of that line is, and he will help you. The whole point of our Christian faith is that I want to commit my life to the Lord and I need your help to do it. It's not that we have to be so great to be a Christian, like, well, I would commit my life to the Lord, but I'm not that great of a person. Or I would commit my life to the Lord, but I make a lot of mistakes. That's exactly who he's talking to. That's exactly who Jesus is asking to commit their lives to the Lord, is us. I'm the biggest idiot of anyone. And luckily, I was just instilled in me that I would commit my life to the Lord as far as going to Mass on Sunday, as far as following the teachings of the church. There's nothing impressive about someone who commits their life to the Lord in and of themselves, but by God's grace, they're able to say completely that I have committed my life to the Lord, and I'm still a loser, but it's okay, because the Lord will help me. St. Paul says in our little Alleluia verse, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. There's no boasting once you commit yourself to the Lord, because you recognize, unlike the apostles in the gospel today, that it's not their work, it's God's work in you. And all you've done is get out of the way and said, Lord, I commit my life to you, now you got to do it, because I'm weak. And like St. Paul, I say, I don't boast in my own actions, I just boast in the fact that Jesus has died for me and now is helping me to live like that little child, like just someone who says, all right, Jesus, you take control, because you're big and strong, not like me who's dumb and weak. So today, get rid of all the kind of excuses, and get rid of, too, like the pride that says, oh, I have to be such a great Christian. It's Jesus who makes you a great Christian. It's Christ who makes you a Christian, not a me-in. That would be a kind of a lousy religion. Me-in. No, it's Christian. Christ is the one who does great things for us. So let us today be like that little child and just be received by the Lord and then receive other little ones by the Lord. And trust in the Lord and he will act. Commit your life to the Lord and he will help you.